Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here this morning. We have lots to talk about, so we will jump into it. Councilman Kelly, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. I always enjoy coming in and having our wonderful chats. I'm looking forward to this one. I agree. A lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about, and I will say always, through all the years that we have been doing this, you have always said, ask me anything. And if people want to ask questions, you can send questions. And I will say from the get-go, you are the one. You have seen a lot of this firsthand. You've even seen some of the things that I haven't seen firsthand. You have been out there for all the protests and have seen them up close. You were on the bridge that day.
I was on the bridge that day, yes, through that. And I was out and about most of that first week, partially in the second week. And then, of course, I've had conversations on and off with people throughout, both with regards to the protest movement. I've met with local business leaders. That's what I was elected to do, is to listen to everything, try to come to some consensus if we can on, what the next step should be and how we should proceed.
These have been interesting times. You've seen Fredericksburg through a lot of things. None of us have seen something like this.
No, I think this, and that has become part of the problem, I think, is the fact that we find ourselves in a unique situation and having to deal with it. And I'm going to say, some miscalculations and mistakes were made in the process, and we're trying to work through those. Why did this happen? Should this have happened? What could we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? And it is going to take us a little bit of time to kind of take a step back, take a breath, and go, let's look at everything, and what do we need to do and what do we need to change? I do want to say the important aspect as we move forward that I think is critically, critically important is, it's with all that has happened and this group talking to that group, I'm really concerned that we have kind of fallen into the national malaise of absolutes. All police are bad. All protesters are thugs and looters. I'm right. You're wrong. You're on my side or you're the enemy. I'm talking at you. I'm not talking to you. We have, as a community, and one of the things I've said through all the discussions we've had over the years on some very contentious issue, most recently with the auction block, we have always been a community that can sit down and talk together, not necessarily agree, but come to some consensus and understanding of what we are going to do as a community of Fredericksburg. So as we move this conversation forward, I want to make it clear, and I'm speaking for myself, that any conversation we have moving forward has to involve the entire community. I think I mentioned that in the last council meeting, that as we look at things, that we need to reach out to our neighborhoods and every group, not just certain groups, and sit there and what do you think, what's your vision, what's your view? Because what's really kind of amazing to me, and you were there at the latest rally on Sunday. At the police station for the pro-police rally, that if you really look at it, again, Black Lives Matter and supporting the police are not mutually exclusive. If we were to sit in a room and understanding the events that have occurred outside of Fredericksburg, which everybody understands were a horrendous event, should not happen, there's no disagreement on that. And we want to have and somebody says that we need to have a conversation about how we operate as a city with regards to police and law enforcement. We want to ensure that we have policies in place that everybody is treated the same, and that if a situation happens, we have ways in place to ensure we can deal with those situations. Nobody would disagree.
Right.
And, there's the common ground. Now let's start the conversation. Now, getting there, we might have some disagreements. But there's the common ground. Time to focus on the common ground.
And it seems as though, like you say, that as we have this conversation, both sides have made valid points. And I guess it's a point of just getting to those, like you say, getting to where you can match those up and go from there.
We will, I have all the faith in the world in this community. We went through a very, very contentious, very heartfelt conversation on issues before. We can do that again. What we need to do is we need to, this is our community. We can deal with our community. My job is to deal with the city of Fredericksburg. And what comes from the outside in, frankly, I can tell you, I'm obviously me and my colleagues and I are getting bombarded with emails and comments. And I've really gotten to the point because some of them get, you know, when you start using multiple adjectives, you know, the conversation goes south very quickly.
Yeah.
You got to stay focused. So I'm focused on what is the Fredericksburg community saying. That's all I'm concerned about. And unfortunately, things have happened that have basically taken us out of that. And you know, again, the Tucker Carlson interview, we can have, I'd be happy to sit down with anybody who wants to sit down to talk about whether or not the mayor should have made the apology with regards to the protest. But when you put something on national television that is totally out of context, the best you can say about that interview is it was disingenuous. Because, you know, the issue here is the mayor was talking about events of the 31st.
The first weekend
and the gassing situation. And I would hope we would all agree that we would really not want to find a situation where we're having to tear gas people. We don't want to do that unless it's absolutely, absolutely necessary. Did something happen that required that action? And that's one of the things we're looking at. And then there's the issue of the 911 call. And you've got to look at both of those. And with regards to the 911 call, our first obligation as a city is to protect the life and property of the residents and the visitors to the city in Fredericksburg, and that includes protesters. We should have responded to the call immediately. We have some great ladies and gents working in the 911 center. They've trained. They know the difference between what a routine call would be versus an emergency call.
Yeah.
That was an emergency call. Let them do their job and respond accordingly. And anybody in Fredericksburg should expect if they call the police that they will get a response. And that is, I've talked to the Durant family, talked to both her husband and wife, and I basically said what I just said now to them. I would agree with people saying, you know, why aren't we saying making an apology to them? I think they do an apology. I think we also owe apologies to some of the businesses downtown because they're taking a hit through all this also, and we need to acknowledge that. But again, taking a situation like that and doing what was done to it on a national TV program, you know, I try to approach every decision I make with, by doing this, how am I furthering the goal? And my goal is, can I get the community together? Can we have a discussion? When we leave the discussion, an action's going to be taken. If you don't agree with the action when you're walking out of the room, you should at least expect that you felt you've been heard, that your concerns have been addressed, and your questions answered. If we can't have that kind of conversation and take these issues in that manner, it's counterproductive. Mm-hmm. You know, we can pass laws left and right, but if we don't consult and have some understanding from the community, it's going to go south real quick. And that, to me, is the most important part of this. And I hope people will start focusing on that aspect of it. With regards to the police department, I believe that our police department is basically like most police departments now, because the national discussion is being kind of brought into in a broad picture of this is what law enforcement is. I have ridden with our police department on a number of occasions. I had a chance to sit down and talk to these guys and ladies that serve the city in that law enforcement capacity. I look forward to a review and an outside review, and we've talked about that, and we can talk about that further. And I really do not see where anything significant about the processes and procedures of the City of Fredericksburg Police Department are going to cause super heartburn. Are there areas where we can make changes? Are there areas where we should make changes to ensure certain things don't happen again? Sure. Do we want to go ahead and expand community oversight of a police department? Sure. I don't think anybody would disagree with those.
Yeah.
But I would ask those people who are using a lot of adjectives and calling the police department every name in the book, stay home. If you're not going to be part of the solution, if you're not willing to sit down and actually listen to people who might not agree with you, and respond to what they have to say, stay home. We don't need you at the table.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here. We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue this conversation. And again, Councilman Kelly is someone who has been on the lines in out front in all of this. I'm glad you mentioned that you had done drive ride-alongs with city police, because we've talked that in the past, and you've done that. So none of these issues are new to you, and you have walked the city and been involved in the city. And we're getting Councilman Kelly's perspective this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here this morning as we talk about what is going on these days in Fredericksburg. You've been up close to in the downtown area, walking the downtown through all of these. What are some of the things that you're hearing and have seen, and just some of your observations, Matt, as you have observed this over the last month?
Again, I believe there are really situations that are developing where, again, we are being drawn into a national situation where a lot of what is happening is not applicable to what is happening in Fredericksburg. When I hear the words, thugs, when I hear the words mob, when I hear the word riot, did we have incidents that have occurred downtown, especially the 31st and into the following days for a little bit? Yes. One of the things I've done is if people have contacted me and they said, well, this happened, I said, fine, take a time, write it up and send it to me, and I'll look at it.
Yeah.
And that's both sides. I mean, I've got people saying what was going on downtown from two different perspectives and everything else like that. And we're going to go through that. We're going to look at that. For the most part, most of the people that are protesting are trying to peacefully protest. I do not agree, and I've stated this publicly, with blocking intersections is an appropriate step to take, because basically you're putting everybody at risk. You're creating a situation where it's not going to be about principle. It's not going to be about stating an issue of social injustice. You are putting a situation where the passions of the moment and the fears of the moment are going to dictate an action that we all don't want. And it's frankly counterproductive. And it's also created an atmosphere, and I'm not created a perception, an atmosphere that people are concerned about going downtown, and we do have to deal with that. And again, I want to state that in situations like that, we as a city, if we get a call in a situation like that, we do need to respond to that. We will be responding to that. But it's everything I'm reading and hearing from people, it's for the most part, one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. What happened is in the middle. Again, most of the protesters are younger. They march and they go home. Do we have issues? Have we had vandalism? Yes. Have we had some property damage? Let's take property damage as an example, and I'm going to take the issue on the bridge as an example. We had a local business had a door window broken out and immediately said, look at the protesters. They're vandalizing everything else. I met with the business owner in question and talked to him, and he said, I had a security person on, and we think these individuals in question were not really with the protesters. What they were trying to do is take advantage, break in, and they were trying to open up the door to get in.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm being told by the property owner or the business owner. And said, so I don't think this is necessarily related to that. We talk about the breaking of the window on the bridge and how terrible that was. And it was terrible. It was terrible. What you had was a family with a small child in the car. And if I was the father behind the wheel of that car and I'm seeing tear gas, I'm going to get my family out of that situation. And so he moves forward, and protesters did come up and start banging on the car. And then immediately a bunch of protesters came up and said, no, get off the car, get off the car, and start trying to push the crowd away a little bit so the car can get through and get out. And then at that point, somebody whips up, comes in, sticks the scooter through the window. So we're taking events and we're putting a spin on those events. Take the time to talk to the people and understand what exactly happened. We're human beings. we're fallible. And the fact of the matter is, we're always going to have asses. There's always going to be that group on either side mm-hmm. that are going to try to agitate and do something. You know, our way of responding to this is deal with that, and we have to be allowed to deal with those situations both ways, and then have the conversation. Don't let the extremes dictate the conversation. And frankly, we're getting dragged into that, and Fredericksburg is better than that. We are a better community than that. We're small enough where we can sit down and disagree. Again, if I'm doing on the marches both ways, I've been on marches with protesters, I've been on, you know, the police march on Sunday, and you have people, you know, giving the fingers, this, that, and the other thing, language and everything else like that. You know what? Stay home. Just, you don't want to be part of the solution. You know, we as a community don't want to hear that. We want to focus on what are we going to do to make, ultimately, what are we going to do to make Fredericksburg a better community, and how can we do that? How can we address the issues? Because again, both sides have legitimate issues. And the key thing to me, again, I'm going to keep coming back to it, is everybody needs to understand, protesters and on both sides, this is a Fredericksburg issue that Fredericksburg's going to deal with, and it's going to be dealt with by the Fredericksburg community. And it's going to be a conversation with the entire community. And we're going to come up with some ideas on how to deal with it. And frankly, if everybody leaves the room not quite happy, I've done my job. Because it's going to be give and take. You know, this is right. I understand that. We can do that. Here's a question to that answer. Here's a concern. This is how we can address it. That's the level of conversation we need to have. And we need to start, everybody needs to start ratcheting down the rhetoric.
That would help. And when you think about it, here we are the 30th of June, and it was a month ago that this all started, and it all came to Fredericksburg just like that. And I don't know that any community this size could be ready for this.
A good example, let me step back. And when we have a moment, we're going to sit down and we're going to look at the timeline. We had a really hard May 31st and into that week. And then if you remember, all of a sudden we started having marches that were on the sidewalks and everything, you know, all the way up to Central Park and around mm-hmm. and down. We had the Rotarians out handing out water. We had downtown Fredericksburg businesses out, you know, helping and supporting. We had families sitting in their cars with their kids out with little signs saying, you know, hooray, hooray, handing yep. out water. We came together as a community, and we had those moments where everything was moving in the right direction. And that's when the curfew was dropped. And if truth be known, the whole issue of kind of standing back and say, hey, let's let this play out, I don't think anybody expected. Again, were errors made? Yes. No question. And we need to deal with those, and we have to deal with those. But nothing that has been done, I'm going to say this for the city side with the police department, was done with a malicious intent or anything of that nature. It was trying to respond to a situation that was unique to us and dealing with it as best we could. And we made mistakes. And I'm hoping at some point that the people on the other side will acknowledge that, you know, we were working in here in a new situation too, and mistakes were made.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say there aren't people out here that are trying to take advantage of the situation on either side, but for the most part, we stumbled into a situation and we were unique and we dealt with it as best we could. But again, we've had situations where things were going well and we can work with it. And then we had the situation kind of drop off when we started the blocking. And to sit and say, you know, we're going to boycott downtown. I mean, this, frankly, the businesses have already tried to dig out of COVID-19
right.
situations like that. They are not responsible. I mean, scream at me. I mean, I get a paycheck from the city every month, and that's, you know, part of what I'm supposed to go through. And I have no problem with that. But when you're putting innocent bystanders and businesses in the crosshairs on either side of this discussion, that's counterproductive.
Yep.
And it really needs to stop. And we need the city to step in and say, you know what, we can't do this anymore. When you're putting people in a situation that could result in a very bad situation, that is not good for any of us, and we need to be able to intervene. We need to be helping our businesses right now, not trying to boycott them.
Right.
And I would hope that, again, let's step back, take a breath, and start a conversation.
Well, and context is so important. The night when I posted the mayor's apology last week, and I used her quote of, I never thought I would see Fredericksburg and tear gas in the same sentence, someone then posted on one of the first posts on Facebook was, I never thought I'd see Fredericksburg and firebombed in the same sentence. The we've never seen something like that. That was terrifying to get up on that Sunday morning and see the video that the city police released with what happened at the police station.
No question. And again, can we, as a city, do a better job in communicating and basically addressing all the concerns that are put forward? Yes. Are we trying to get ourselves wrapped around that? Yes. I think we've reached a point now where everybody's coming to the understanding that it's really time to kind of step back. And I mean, I've had some conversations, and I know my colleagues have, and I know the mayor and staff have, and say, you know what, it's time to start really zeroing in on what are we going to be doing and how are we going to be doing it, as opposed to, you know, continuing down the road that we're on right now.
And it's been difficult because, and I appreciate you coming in this morning. There has not been these opportunities with a virus, the way council, when you meet virtually with council meetings, just a lot of things. There are a lot of things at play here. And I think it's very helpful to you to be up for you and the mayor to be standing with the chief on Sunday afternoon, I thought was a powerful statement. That wasn't easy for the mayor.
No.
And or you.
Again, it really comes down to me, and I know I got some comments made by people I know about, what are you doing marching with the police department? I'm marching with our police department because I believe fundamentally we have a good group of people that are trying to do the right thing, mm-hmm, and are trying to do their jobs. If we have a situation where somebody goes off the reservation and does something wrong, we deal with that. And we can have that discussion. But to go ahead and just say anybody who walked in that march is somehow on the other side is wrong. Again, both sides in this discussion have valid points. And again, if we had started this conversation without everything else there and just saying, hey, we're going to review our process procedures, we're going to try to make changes that we think we need to make to do this, I don't think anybody who disagrees with that has got a serious problem. Yeah. And frankly, we don't need them involved in this discussion.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here this morning. Matt, one of the things that I have heard and seen on Facebook over and over is when halfway through this, when the city manager started talking about this was a city-sponsored situation as far as the protests go. And I don't know if there was a misunderstanding of that or just... In the context of all this, describe what city sponsored or what that was supposed to have entailed.
Let me first put a quick context on it, and I think I mentioned this earlier. We had reached a point after the first few days where things seemed to be, I mean, we had still some bumps in the road, but we got through them, and we were kind of moving in the direction. Again, you know, I'll point to the march to Central Park and everything else, which is very peaceful and everything else. We had some good communications and everything else like that. And at that point, for us, it was curfew goes down. We're going to allow this to continue as long as it stays in a relatively peaceful manner. I will tell you that it hands off only meant we're going to keep an eye on everything. We're not going to stop anything, but we are going to let them continue is basically to protest as long as it's this in this manner. And again, then we suddenly find ourselves in the situation that we did with the call, the 911 call. And I don't think I will tell you, I was on texting the minute I got word of that saying, please tell me, hey, we're not responding to 911 calls. We have to respond to 911 calls. Learned our lesson there the hard way.
Yeah.
And again, I do think we owe an apology for that from the city's perspective. And now, then we ran right into the the blocking of the crosswalks, and I've said it before, I think it's somewhat counterproductive in putting people in a situation that can really get out of control very quickly. And again, trying to then what we tried to do was the police department came in and started trying to divert traffic around with some success, but not total success, because I know we had some incidents last Thursday down at Caroline and Hanover Street. So from my perspective, again, if somebody makes a phone call for assistance from the police department under any circumstances, I don't care if it's downtown or anywhere else in the city, we have to respond. We have an obligation to respond to a situation like that. And again, it's not just, we're not picking sides. The fact of the matter is some of the situations that have occurred are putting protesters, visitors, and bystanders in danger mm-hmm. of a potential situation. We cannot allow that to continue. But that was pretty, you know, the thinking when that was issued, and that just came as an email to us saying, hey, we're going to kind of take a little bit more of a let them march, but we will keep an eye on everything. So if anything does go south, we can deal with it. Didn't quite work out that way, but that was the general thinking at the time. And nobody came out from the council perspective and said no. But I don't think anybody, I wasn't thinking that, hey, I got a 911 call, I'm not going to respond to it, or I'm going to tell somebody on the phone that you need to call City Hall. That, and I want to apologize to our dispatch department for being put in that situation.
Yeah.
They're trained, they know what they're doing, they need to do what they need to do. And they can tell the difference between what is an emergency and what is not. Again, I'll come back to it. Was there any malicious intent or anything else involved in this? No. We were basically trying to deal with a situation that was rather unique for us, and we made some mistakes. And now the question is, what have we learned from those, and how do we make sure it doesn't happen again?
Somebody texted in, Matt, and you, I think you've answered this, but I'll ask you the question. What are they going to do about downtown protesters blocking traffic and killing business? Can we expect this all summer?
No. We cannot expect it. And it does need to come to an end. Because again, I don't understand how it helps everybody when you're putting people who are not directly involved in the situation in danger, including the protesters. And that does need to. And we as a city, and I'm hoping, you know, we've had some additional conversations with some of the organizers about, you know what, I think it's time to start chilling out a little bit. I'm not saying not stop protesting. You know, everybody has a right to protest. Mm-hmm. It would be better for everybody if, you know, you file for the permits and you do your thing. Because what that does is then we understand what we're dealing with and we can plan for it. The biggest issue, I think, from a city perspective throughout this is we got into a situation where we didn't know from day to day where everybody was going, how many people were going to be there, and that's very hard with the size of the police department we have to deal with a situation like that. And when there's unknowns, that results in decisions that may not, you know, people can view as, well, that's really going over the top. Well, we're looking from the perspective, we just really don't know where this is going. Again, no malicious intent in that, no effort to quash free speech or anything else like that. It's just, you're putting us in a situation where we don't know all the variables and we have to plan for the worst because that's what we got to do.
Sunday's event had a permit and the police knew that there was going to be a big crowd and they were able to adjust accordingly.
And again, file the permit, let us know what the route is, how many people is. You can say what you want to say. You can call me every name in the book. I don't care. But, you know, don't put other people... put people in a situation where something can happen that we all do not want to see happen.
One of the things that the other thing that in the especially the early days of this, were the city police calling the shots or was City Hall calling the shots?
That is one of the things that we are trying to get all. I know a lot of people are going, well, as Ted, you mentioned in the very beginning, this has been going on for a month. Why don't you? Step back for a second. Right now, we're trying to put a budget. And I know people are going to go, well, that's, you know, with all this terrible thing happening, why, you know, but we're trying to put a budget together. We're trying to deal with COVID-19.
Right.
You know, there's all these things that have just come as a perfect storm. And for me, and speaking for myself, the way I work is I want to sit down. I don't want to react. Mm-hmm. I want to have the time to see the information. As I said before, if somebody says something happened, send me an email, send me a picture. I've got, as of yesterday, another video of what happened down on Caroline Street on the 31st. They wanted me to see that video. I'm going to watch the video. I want the time to look things over. I want the time to deliberate. I want the time to be able to talk to some other people and then come to what I hope is a decision based on the best possible information I have. We are in a position of trust for the citizens of Fredericksburg. And part of that means that we don't just react like everybody else reacts, that it's our job to take the time to look at everything we can and make decisions. Part of the problem that we've had and where we are now is because we have been totally in reactive mode. It's now time to sit down and start looking at all the information available. Again, we all have our perspectives, and I need to hear all those perspectives, but I want to hear the entire community perspective, not just one group or the other. And no question in my mind, Fredericksburg can pull this off. I said it when we had the auction block issue. I don't want to be like the rest of the nation. Fredericksburg should be an example of how a community should deal with these situations. I don't want to hear from anybody from the outside, frankly. I don't care what anybody says from the outside. I care what we say and how we as a community are going to deal with the situation. And this is an opportunity, again, for the city of Fredericksburg to come together and show the rest of the nation how a community deals with issues like this.
And that was so unfair about the Tucker Carlson interview. When I started getting texts from people all around the country who said, "Hey, your area is on TV," and I went and watched it, and that's why I did not post it, because I looked at it and I said to people, "This is all spectacular, but it's not true."
One of the bigger issues that we're facing now, and we have to deal with and understand, is, frankly, journalism has taken a nasty little turn, and on both sides. You know, now stories are to fit a narrative.
And that's what that was.
And that,
the issue did happen.
The issue happened.
Yes.
But they were two separate issues. And the mayor did not and does not deserve what she has received as a result of this.
Absolutely.
Can
not.
I have a conversation with her about what should have been worded or whatever else like that? Sure. Well, we can have that conversation. But did that rise to the level of what she was put through on that program? No, because, again, I said disingenuous at best. It was not what happened. Let's call and find out what's going on. What's the context of this? Again, being deliberative, it was, how do I put this together for maximum effect? And boy, they got the maximum effect out of it. And it was unfortunate to the max that happened. The mayor should not have been put in that light the way she was. Again, we can agree or disagree, and as you know, I don't always agree with the direction we go in.
Right.
But did she deserve that? No.
No.
Was it necessary to do? No. Mm-mm. Did it prove anything or help move the conversation forward? No. Should it ever have been aired? No.
Right. No. Totally agree. City Councilman Matt Kelly here on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The other thing, and it's... As the mayor the other night and as council in these different meetings have talked about how you're going to go through, and you've laid out a plan, council's laid out a plan that for the next 6 months of how you're going to deal with this. I looked at it and my thought was the city and every locality in the country is dealing with serious economic conditions. Can you put everything aside and just deal with this and be able to run a city?
If you remember when during the conversations with council on this issue, you know, they talked about, we do, after every election cycle, every 2 years, we get together and we have a retreat and talk about issues that the city are facing. And I made the point because right now the plan is when we have our retreat, this is what we're going to talk about. And it's an important issue and we need to spend the time, it might even take more than 2 days to do it. Whatever time we need to do to get through this, we need to do it. But don't try to combine it with our economic situation, which is, you know, as I've said before, the one thing we are sure of is we're not sure of anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the economy and everything else like that, and COVID-19 is changing every day, and the dynamics are changing every day. That, too, is critically important to the city. And we do need to spend an adequate amount of time on that issue also. I'm not detracting from one or the other. It's just the fact of the matter is you know, looking down the road for the city's economic health and viability and being able to provide the services everybody expects to be provided, you know, we need to really look at things seriously on that front too as a separate issue. So my only, I guess the only two things I pointed out was that we need to separate this out. And the other is when we do the review, you know, we were talking about doing it with a local group and or bringing somebody from the outside. I think we need to do kind of a hybrid of that. I think we need to make sure whatever group reviews is representative of the entire community, one. But two, I think you need somebody in that room from the outside that has an understanding of police procedures, policies, and how things work to be able to provide that context. I mean, if you just put a bunch of people in a room and say, we want you to review something, and they have no idea of how the policies, procedures, and how it works, that's a disaster in the making. Yeah. You need to have some context, and you need people in the room that can provide that context. So beyond that, you know, how big we want the group to be or anything else like that, that's, I'm willing to listen to anyway. But there does need to have that somebody in the room that has that background.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here. We'll take a break. We will come back and conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
City Councilman Matt Kelly here this morning. Matt, one of the things that we have always talked about in this community, I don't, you and I weren't here for it, but when the during the Civil Rights Movement times, that we always have heard about Mayor Davies and Johnny Johnson and others who rose to the occasion and really kept this community calm. And so this is, we're not used to this.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can go even beyond that. If you look at the city's history, we have always, for whatever reason, kind of avoided some of the heavier bumps in the road that other cities or towns or states or whatever have occurred over the course of history. Because you're right, we've had people here. Has it been perfect? Did everybody get everything they wanted? No. But we were at least able to keep it to a civil either conversation and or civil disobedience. And, you know, I noted this before. You have a right to protest, no question. I will tell you, you have a right of civil disobedience. If unjust laws should be challenged and they've been challenged, you can do it from the Boston Tea Party mm-hmm. to the sit-ins here in Fredericksburg. You know, those are, in my view, legitimate. And dealing with situations like that. And you make your point, and the point's been made, and if the protesters want to continue, they have that right to do that, as are people who want to support the police have their right to do that. But again, I just want people to understand what's happening with we don't want to get drawn into this us or them absolute situation. It's time to listen. Everybody's making valid points. We need to take what we can, and we need to put something together that is worthwhile. If you're going to sit here and post videos and saying, well, such and such is in this parade, and they shouldn't be, and attempt to embarrass, making comments, you know, for the first time, I was looking at some of the messages on my phone on Facebook and saying, you know, content may have been removed. You know what? Since I've had my Facebook page, that's the first time
yeah.
I've had a notice on my phone, content may have been removed, it's inappropriate. You know, if you're posting that stuff, we don't need you here on either side.
Yep.
I want to talk to the people who really want to make Fredericksburg what we all want it to be. And that means sitting in a room with people you don't necessarily agree with, being able to listen to what they have to say without screaming, without using a lot of adjectives. You know, once the adjectives start flying, it's all over. And then at least answering the question, addressing the concern in a civil manner. But protest is a legitimate action. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're going to stop the protest. One, we can't do it, nor would I support doing that. If somebody wants to come into the city and say, I wanted to put something on, we have an obligation to do that and should do that. But at the same time, we have an obligation to keep life and property safe in the city of Fredericksburg, not only for our residents, but our visitors, and those visitors include protesters. But that needs to be reciprocated. We keep talking about de-escalation. You know, that's the big word of the day in all these conversations. De-escalation is a two-way street. Both parties have to step back. It doesn't work unless both parties step back. And that's what we need to be to have happening right now. And I truly believe in some of the discussions that have hopefully occurred over the last few days, as of up to yesterday, that we're reaching that point. It's been messy. We've made mistakes. I think everybody has made mistakes at some point or another. It's time to learn from those. My father always told me it's not a mistake if you learn from it. So let's take the lessons we've taken here. I don't think anything that has been done has been malicious in intent. I think there are people out on both sides that have, again, we had the auction block vandalized and a lot of other things. And if we identify those people, they should be charged for that behavior. Vandalism, whatever else like that, they should be charged. But keep the focus on what it should be on is, what are we going to do in the city of Fredericksburg to make this community better for everyone? And I don't think anybody would disagree with the goal. We're going to have a discussion on how best to approach it. We're going to have a community discussion, which is the entire community, not just certain groups. And we're going to come together around something that I think will move us forward and will be to the benefit of the city.
We've got just about a minute left, but before we get out of here, is there anything else you want to say to the community in about a minute or so?
You know, all I would say is, you know, again, we've made as a city some errors in this, and I think, again, everybody has. We all found ourselves in a situation it was very difficult to deal with. Stop focusing on, I mean, we're now talking about who's going to be vice mayor and how that kind of gets wrapped into it. That's a distraction. I don't want to hear it, frankly. I want to focus in on what are we needing to do to get us to be that city that we want to be. And I'm just asking people to ratchet down the rhetoric, start listening to people instead of just talking at people, and we're going to get somewhere. We're dealing with, another thing, I'm going to say it, we're dealing with a younger generation now who are coming up, and they have things to learn, and they want to be involved now. You know, a lot of people now are screaming about the kids being involved. The same people are going, ah, geez, the kids are just sitting home playing with our video games. They're not doing anything. Well, guess what? Now they're involved. Mm-hmm. And we have a responsibility to help them say, you know what? We do have to say, you know, that's inappropriate. We don't think that's going to get you anywhere. This is what you're doing is fine. Let's work with this community and try to make it better, as opposed to going, oh, they're just a bunch of kids. Let's, you know, forget it.
Matt, to be continued. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me in.
City Councilman Matt Kelly this morning on Town Talk. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.